我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a bit of prayer together.
主，我们一同来到你自己的面前。
Lord, together we come into thy presence.
我们要翻开你自己的话来寻求。
Want to open thy word to search.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为你把你自己的心思没有保留的向人解开。
Lord, indeed we thank thee because you reveal completely what is in your heart to us.
所以我们在这里仰望等候你的时候，求你向我们再一次的说话。
So here as we look and wait upon you, we do ask that you speak to us once again.
把你从前所说过的话，今天晚上向我们再说。
From thy spoken word in the past, you will speak to us again tonight.
向我们解开你话语里面的宝贝。
And reveal to us the preciousness of thy word.
就是隐藏在话语里头你说话的目的。
That is what's hidden in thy word, the purpose of thy speaking.
主，如果你不向我们解开，我们只是在字句的里面走过。
Lord, if you do not open up to us, we only go through the words.
主，你若是向我们解开，我们就看见你的奇妙的作为。
But Lord, if you do reveal it to us, we'll see the majesty of thy word.
我们就可以借着你的作为去认识你的自己更深更多。
And through thy work, we can understand thee even more and deeper.
主，我们感谢你，因为你从永远到永远的神。
Lord, we thank thee because thou art God from eternity to eternity.
你从前怎么说话，今天你还是说同样的话。
What you have spoken, you speak the same today.
你从前怎样做工，现在你还是照着你的法则做同样的工。
How you have worked, you continue to work according to thy principle today.
主，因此我们需要更多的知道你心里的意念。
Therefore, Lord, we need to know more what is in your heart.
求你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，给我们更多的帮助。
We pray that through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you give us more help.
让我们从字句的里边去领会你心中的意念。
So that from the letter of the word, we may come to understand what is in thy heart.
主，我们都等候在这里。
Lord, we await here.
求你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
用着你自己说过的话来照明我们心思里面的幽暗。
Use thy spoken word to enlighten the darkness that is in our heart.
也用着你说过的话来引领我们的脚步，走在合你心意的路上。
And use thy spoken word to lead our footsteps in the delight of thy
pleasure. 主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
晚上这段时间，主，你在其中做完全的管理。
May you completely be sovereign over tonight's time.
也显明你是我们完全的供应。
And to manifest that you provide for us completely.
就我们脱离人的遗传的捆绑。
So that we would depart away from the tradition of man.
也就我们脱离人自以为是的那种愚昧。
And that we will depart away from the foolishness of men.
但愿我们在这里是与你面对面的。
May we see thee face to face here tonight.
你直接向我们说话。
That you directly speak to us.
说到我们的里面。
And speak to us within.
我们都在这里等候。
We'll wait for thee here.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们将祷告仰望奉主的名。
We pray and wait in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.我们感谢主，看到四世纪第四章的末了。
We thank the Lord that at the end of Judges chapter 4,
弟兄姊妹，你看到有两句话是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see two sentences that are extremely important.
那就是
That is
二十三节。
Verse 23.
那二十三节以前就是说到耶宾王的将军怎样给亚衣用圈子来钉死。
Before verse 23, it tells us how the general of Jabin was killed by the peg by Jael.
那二十三节你就看到了。
Now verse 23, you can see.
耶宾王的将军和他的军队 消灭了以后。
You can see what happens after Jabin and his general and his army were destroyed.
23节的这样就是指着这一个事实。
And verse 23 it says so it points to this fact.
他是这样神使迦南王耶宾给以色列人制服了。
So God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan before the children of Israel.
但是这并不是结束。
But that is not the end.
事情还在继续的进行。
It still continues onward.
So 24节就说
Verse 24 says
从此
Therefore
那就是从这个时候开始
Henceforth
或者说就是因为这样的一件事情
Because of that from then on
以色列人的手就越发有力
The children of Israel prospered
胜了迦南王耶宾直到将他灭绝了
Prevailed against Jabin the king of Canaan until they had destroyed Jabin king of Canaan
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们只是读四世纪，读到这里，我们就只是有一个印象。
Now when we read Judges to this point, we would have such an impression.
耶宾曾经辖管了以色列人二十年。
Jabin once oppressed the Israelites for 20 years.
现在以色列人兴起来了。
Now the Israelites prospered.
接着底波拉带着巴拉兴起来了。
And through Deborah leading Barak, now they have prospered.
就胜过了他。
And so they prevailed against him.
就把他灭掉了。
And so they destroyed him.
如果我们只是留意四世纪，我们只是掌握这一个事实。
Now if we pay attention to Judges and just hold on to that fact.
但是我们如果回到以色列人进迦南的那个历史
But when we return to the history of how the Israelites entered into Canaan,
以色列人进了迦南以后，他们没有再按照神的引领去完成神所给他们的。
And after they have entered into the land, how they did not follow the command of God to finish what God had entrusted to them.
我们把这些事情都连接在一起的时候
Now if we connect all that together,
我们就看到这两句话所带出来的那个意思是非常非常的不简单
We will be able to see then these two sentences are extremely not so simple at all
那按照神的安排
According to the arrangement of God
耶宾王在基遍的征战以后就应该消灭掉了
Now this Jabin should have been destroyed long ago
但是在那个时候
But at that time
以色列人没有把耶宾王完全的处理掉
The Israelites did not completely take care of him
这样就引出后来神说神就留下几族不灭掉了
Therefore, later on, it led to the point where God says He will let some tribes remain, would not quickly destroy them.
那神把他们留下的这个原因呢？其中的一个就是要叫以色列人去学习未曾去认识未曾知道的战士。
And one of the reasons why God wanted to leave those tribes was to teach the Israelites war from which they have not known.
那如果我们掌握这两个事实
Now we grasp those two points.
再来看这一段话
And we look at these two sentences.
你就看到
You'll see that.
约书亚记里头所没有完成的在这里完成了
What was not finished in the book of Joshua is finished here.
神在四世纪起头说留下一些人要试验他们，让他们是学习未曾知道的善事，在这里也有初步的那个显明了。
God have announced that it is to let those tribes remain to try them and also to teach them war from which they did not know. Now here you can see it is becoming to fulfill.
我想弟兄姊妹们要注意的不是。战胜了耶宾王脱离他的辖制
Now I want brothers and sisters not to pay attention how they subdue Jabin and that they have departed away from that oppression
而是要注意直到将他灭绝了
But pay attention until they have destroyed him
这是神领他以色列人进迦南的目的里边的内容
And now that is the content of the purpose which God led the Israelites into Canaan.
那在四世纪的起头
In the beginning of Judges,
以色列人因为看他们有铁车，
the Israelites saw that the enemy had chariots of iron.
所以就不能把他们灭绝。
So they could not destroy them.
那结果反倒给他们强大起来，围绕着以色列。
On the contrary, the enemy prospered and surrounded Israel.
造成了以色列的困扰。
And they became the difficulty for the Israelites.
那我们提过。
We made mention.
这一次耶宾王的困扰以色列。
This oppression of King Jabin to the Israelites.
可以说是在以色列的中原地带里头来发生的。
You can say it happened in the plains of the land of Israel in the central area.
因为在这一次迦南王对以色列的压制主要是在拿弗他利和西布伦这两个支派所在的地方。
Because the oppression of King Jabin to the Israelites were mainly focused upon the lands of Naphtali and Zebulun.
我们从后面的地图可以看到。
And when we look in the back of the, where the map is,
撒索是在以弗拿弗他利的境内。
That Hazar was in the land in the region of Naphtali.
那本来撒索就应该是给灭掉了。
Now Hazar originally should have been destroyed. 但
是一直到这一个时候，撒索不但是没有灭掉，反倒成了一个很强大的民族，可以翻过来把以色列压制了。
But even until now, they were not destroyed. Yet they prosper, and they even took over and oppressed Israelites.
那还有弟兄姊妹，你从第四章里边就留意到。
And even in chapter 4, you can notice.
他的撒索王的将军西西拉。
Sisera, the general of the king of Hazar.
他是带着一些军队是进到以色列的当中来对付压制以色列人。
He led his army amongst Israelites to oppress them.
那他住在哪里呢？
And he dwelt there.
希罗瑟。
He dwelt in Haroseth.
那希罗瑟是在什么地方呢？
Now where's Haroseth?
如果你翻后面的地图，你就看到。
If you turn to the back where the map is, you'll see.
在西布伦的境内。
It is in the region of Zebulun.
那我们就光是从这两点上，你就看到当时以色列人的处境是如何的艰困。
Then just from these two points, you can see what oppression the Israelites were in.
撒索王在他们的境内作王。
King of Hazar reigned in their region.
撒索王的将军是安居在他们的那个景地的里头。
And even the general of the king of Hazar also dwelt in their land.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他们因着以色列人的愚昧。
Because of the foolishness of the Israelites.
神就让这些撒索人起来压制以色列。
God allowed for these people of Hazar to rise up to oppress Israelites.
那现在神借着以色列人灵里边的苏醒。
Now God, through the alertness of the spirit of the Israelites,
就把这一个压制除掉了。
He took away this oppression.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为当我们看这样的一件事的时候。
Because when we look at such an event, 不
单是看见这一次的事这一次的那个复兴啊成全了。神领迦南人，对不起，领以色列人进迦南的目的中的一部分。
Now we see at this revival, this time, not only did God use the Israelites to complete one of the purpose in leading them into the land of Canaan,
也让以色列人经历了那个他们从来不知道的那一种战士。
But also have taught them war which they did not know.
那么在这一次的征战的里头。
And in this battle this time.
很显明的一个事实是什么呢？
What is a very evident fact?
虽然以前那两次事实的拯救 都是在这个原则里。
Even though the previous two deliverances by the judges were in the same principle.
但是没有这一次那么明显。
Yet it is not as evident as this time.
这一次是非常非常的明显。
This time is extremely evident.
说明一个这样的事实。
It clearly tells us of this fact.
神的得胜成了他们的得胜。
The victory of God have become their victory.
神使软弱的人成为刚强的人。
God have made the weak to be strong.
那神就用着这些从软弱里边成为刚强的人来成全神所要做的事。
And God uses those who are weak to make them strong to accomplish his work.
来显明神的得胜。
To manifest God's victory.
那所以当第四章的事情完结了以后。
And so after the matters in chapter 4 comes to an end.
就有了第五章的这一篇诗歌。
There is this psalm here, this song in chapter 5.
那弟兄姊妹们当我们读到第五章的这一个诗歌的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, when we read to this song in chapter 5.
我们实在有许许许多多的心思要在这里去领会。
Indeed, we have many thoughts that we need to pay attention to.
因为首先你就注意到一件事。
First of all, you'll notice.
这一篇诗篇没有收在诗篇里。
Now, this psalm was not recorded in the book of Psalms.
当然也不一定说在圣经里边所有的诗歌都要收在诗篇里。
And of course, that's also to say, not all the psalms must be recorded in the book of Psalms.
因为从以色列人的历史的里头。
Because from the history of the Israelites.
到了这一篇诗歌出来啊。
When this psalm here appears now.
以前已经有了一些诗歌了。
Previously, there were other psalms before this.
头一个诗歌。
The first psalm.
是以色列人渡过红海以后，那米利暗领着以色列的妇女所唱的。
It's the song that was led by Miriam of the woman to sing after they crossed the Red Sea.
另外的一个诗歌。
And another song.
是摩西临终以前为以色列人的前途宣告神的启示而唱的诗歌。
Was a psalm sang by Moses before his death of his announcement for the future of the Israelites.
那如果从记录下来，这个是第三首诗歌。
And so,
以色列人出埃及以后。
If you just look at the recording in history itself, this is the third psalm after the Israelites left Egypt.
我们看前两首诗歌的记录，我们都注意到有特殊的原因。
When we look at the first two psalms before this one, there are special reasons why they were recorded.
那么第五章这一首诗歌呢？
Now this psalm here in chapter 5,
也是同样的，有一个很突出的主题。
Likewise, has a very outstanding theme to it.
这一个主题仍然是记录神为他的子民征战而。
The theme is still that God fought for his people and triumphed.
在这个诗歌的里边,
and in this hymn,
它记录的面是比较广。
Now, the scope is very broad.
是把当时以色列所面对的整个的情况都收集在这个诗歌里。
It is recorded in this him here, the entire situation, what the Israelites were facing.
那我们就用点时间来看这首诗歌。
And so let us spend some time in looking into this hymn.
这一首诗歌所以重要。
This hymn is important is because
圣灵是用了整章的篇幅来记录这个诗歌。
The Holy Spirit has used an entire chapter to record this song.
那它的目的在哪里呢？
Where is the purpose?
乃是要叫神的子民认识。
So that the people of God would know
他们要怎样去接受属灵的征战？
How they are to receive spiritual warfare.
我们留意这首诗歌。
Now let's pay attention to this song.
说第五章一开始就说那时。
Chapter 5, it begins then.
那个那时是指的什么时候呢？
Then, at that time, what time?
就是以色列人把迦南王耶宾整个的灭掉了以后。
It is after they have destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan.
在这样的一个时候，
and at that time,
底波拉和巴拉他们就做这一首歌来唱了。
Sang Deborah and Barak.
那这首歌怎么说呢？
And so how does this hymn go?
那如果我们看这一篇诗篇，
If we just look at the psalm,
你会看到当时以色列人的光景。
You can see the condition of the Israelites.
你也能看到当时他们那个征战得胜的秘诀。
You can also see the secret to their victory at that time.
你也能看见人的生世不能改变神手要做的工。
And you can see how man cannot change the work of God's hand.
我们一一的来看看。
We can look to it one by one.
这个歌怎么开始呢？
Where does this hymn begin?
当然是一个颂赞开始。
Of course, it begins with a praise.
一个敬拜神开始。
It begins with worship to God.
那为什么一开始就是这样敬拜神呢？
Why does it begin with such a worship to God?
在这里它并不是从神做开始。
Here it does not begin with God.
这是很有意思的。
It is very meaningful.
但是如果跟这一篇诗歌的那个环境来比较的时候，我们就看到那个秘诀。
When we compare to the condition, the surroundings of the psalm, then we can see where that secret is.
弟兄姊妹要记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember.
20 years.
20 years.
以色列人给压制。
The Israelites were oppressed.
但是在20年以前。
But before these 20 years.
他们太平了80年。
They had 80 years of rest.
但是那太平了80年的末了。
At the end of those 80 years of rest.
光景已经开始不大对。
Of course, it began to have difficulty for them.
但是还不至于受压制。
Yet it was not to a point where they needed to be oppressed.
但不管。情形是怎样？
Now, regardless how the situation is,
那在以色列人当时的那一种光景，就是说，他们完完全全是在极度的软弱的底下。
For the Israelites at that time, they were in extreme weakness.
那我们也知道，他们软弱的那个原因是因为离弃神。
We also know the reason for their weakness because they departed away from God. 不再站
神要他们站的地位。
No longer do they stand in the position which God wants them to stand.
不再以耶和华神做他们的神。
No longer did they honor God as their God.
他们把外邦的神接过来代替神。
But they accepted the God of the Gentiles to be their God.
那这个是他们最根本的那一个失败的原因。
That is the basic reason for their weakness and failure.
那人在神的面前。那个地位不对了。
And when man's position is wrong before God,
人所站的那个位置站错了。
When their ground is wrong before God,
那他是没办法能刚强起来。
No, they cannot be strong before God.
他是没有办法能站立挺起胸膛来的。
They cannot stand firm with their heads held high before God.
那个结果就是给人压制。
And so the result will be oppression by man.
但这首诗歌一开始。
But at the beginning of the psalm,
他就说。
He says,
你们要颂赞神。
Praise ye the Lord.
为什么要颂赞神？
Why must you praise ye the Lord?
因为以色列中有军长。
For there is a avenging of Israel.
以色列中的百姓也甘心牺牲自己。
When the people willingly offer themselves.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
要颂赞神，不是因为神的所赐，也不是因着神的所做。
You praise ye the Lord not because of who he is and what he does.
好像是因为神得着了一些人。
But it seems as if because God is able to gain a group of people.
好像是人做了主题。
It seems as man became the theme.
这和我们一直以来所学习的好像不大对着。
And so this seems contrary to what we learn normally know.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们往深一层去留意。
When we look deeper into it.
你就看到。
You're able to see
这里
that.
这两句话表面上好像是在那里强调人的重要性。
The surface of these words seems to emphasize the importance of man.
但是实际上不是。
But the fact is not.
实际上是在那里说出神的那个地位，让人摆放的非常的准确。
The fact is that man has placed the accurate position where God belongs.
那弟兄姊妹记得，
Now, brothers and sisters,
为什么以色列民会给压制呢?
Remember why the Israelites were oppressed.
因为他们没有用一个准确的态度向着神。
Because they did not use the correct attitude toward God.
他们没有站到神的那一边。
They did not stand on the side of God.
所以他们就落在压制的里头。
So they fell under oppression.
那现在他们脱离那个压制。
But now they are delivered from the oppression.
现在他们已经冲脱那个压制的那个捆绑了。
Now they have broke through the bound of that oppression.
他们怎么样能冲破呢?
How are they able to break through?
为什么前一阵子他们不能表达这样的一种光景?
Why was it previously they cannot manifest such a condition?
现在又能冲破那个仇敌的辖制呢?
But now they're able to break through the oppression of the enemy.
字句上没有说任何的
原因。In the letter of the word, it did not tell us any reason.
但是我们从生命记的神和百姓当中的那一个关系。
But from Deuteronomy, the relationship with God has with his people.
我们就领会一件事情。
We can come to understand one thing.
这是曾经走迷的百姓。
These people who once went astray.
他们又回到主的面前。
Now they return once again to the Lord, to God's face.
就是会记得生命记里面很明显的。
And Deuteronomy was very evident.
如果他们谨守遵行神的律例。
If they kept and observed the ordinances and the judgments.
神的吩咐。
And his commandments.
那也就是尊重神的权柄。
And so they submit then to God's authority, in other words.
以神做他们的神。
So God would be their God.
那他们就作首不作尾。
And so then they would reign and not be subdued.
敌人从一条路来攻击他们。
And if the enemy would attack them from one way,
就必须从七条路来逃跑。
They will scatter seven ways.
如果他们不敬重神,
yet if they do not honor God,
他们离弃神,
and they departed away from God,
那么敌人从一条路来攻击他们,
if the enemy came to attack them from one way,
又分成七条路来逃跑的不是敌人,
it would,
是他们,
would not be the enemy who scattered seven ways, but it would be the Israelites.
那这个是神和他的子民中间的那一个关联。
And so that is the union between God and his people.
是当着在这里你看到以色列人有尊长率领百姓也甘心牺牲自己这是字句好像在那里指明人的重要性。
And so here when you just look at the letter of the word, there's avenging of Israel, the people willingly offer themselves. It seems to emphasize the importance of man.
的确神看人是看得很重要的。
Indeed.God puts a lot of weight upon man.
但是神要让人知道他们之所以重要乃是因为他们站在神面前那个准确的位置。
But God wants man to realize their importance is only because they stand in the accurate position before God.
如果他们不站在神要他们站的位置他们一点重要性都没有。
Now, if they do not stand in the position which God desires for them to stand, they have no importance at all.
那我们感谢神。
Now, we thank God.
那在这一件事情上面。
Here in this matter.
我想弟兄姊妹们你一定会联想起神做工法则里头的一条。
I think that brothers and sisters, you will think of one of the principles in which God works.
这也是我们常常会提到的。
And that is what we mention quite often.
神先要得着人，然后神就借着人去做成神所要做的。
God first wants to gain man, and then he will accomplish what he wants to do through man.
这也就是你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上所捆绑的那一件事情所表达给我们明白的。
And that is also manifested for our understanding in the fact that what we bound on earth will be bound in heaven.
现在在底波拉和巴拉的事上面就是如此。
And so now upon Deborah and Barak, it is the same.
以色列人得胜了。
The Israelites gained victory.
因为他们有军长率领。
Because they have one who avenges for them.
因为百姓也甘心牺牲自己。
And the people also willingly offer themselves.
我们就要问了。
And so we must ask them.
以前没有军长率领吗?
Was there not an avenger for them previously?
以前他们没有军长吗?
Did they not have a general before?
他们有军长。
They did.
但是那些军长不起作用。
But now those generals did not have their function.
他们百姓仍然是那些百姓。
It is still the same people.
但是那时候的百姓不肯交出自己。
But previously the people were not willing to offer themselves.
所以仇敌的压制在他们身上就那样的明确。
Therefore, the oppression of the enemy upon them was so evident.
那现在因为他们归回神
，But now because they return to God，
他们站在神的一边
，They stand on the side of God，
那么就带出一个结果
，Therefore the result，
那些军长起作用了
，Was that now the Avengers have their function？
那些百姓也显出他们该有的那个功用来了
，The people also manifest the function which they ought to have。
那这些功用是因着什么来的呢
？Now why did this function come？
乃是神自己的约束
，It is because of God's constraint。
神自己的。管理
It is God's sovereignty.
神自己的带领
It is God's guidance.
神自己的吸引
It is God's attraction.
神自己的光照
It is God's enlightenment.
神自己的兴起
It is God's rising them up.
那所以弟兄姊妹，但你看到表面上看来好像在那里说到人很重人的作用很重要
So brothers and sisters, on the surface it seems to say that man is very important
但是那个目的却不是在那里歌颂人
Yet the purpose is not there praising man
说到人很重要的时候
When it speaks of man as being so important
那个重赞的对象却是神自己
Yet the object of the praise is God himself
那我们就看到这个事情啊是怎么一回事
Then we come to realize what that means.
那么这一次他们征战的得胜
And so the victory in their battle this time
是非常重要的一个启示
It is a very important revelation.
那所以当然这个是诗歌
Of course this is a psalm.
这个不是历史
This is not history.
所以这诗歌里边有很多话是好像是跟现实没有发生关联的。
And so in the psalm, it seems like some of the words are not really connected with reality.
但是
But,
却没有离开那个神做工的法则。
It did not depart away from the principle in which God works.
或者说没有离开属灵历史的法则。
Or it did not depart away from the principle of spiritual history.
但是当这个颂赞一起来的时候。
And so when the praise comes,
那好像在那里就呼唤。
It seems like there's a calling there.
呼唤地上的君王。
There's a cry there to the kings of the earth.
呼唤那些地上的尊贵人。
It hears for the princes.
他说你们要侧耳听。
Now you must give ear.
你们要听。
You must listen.
听什么？
To listen to what?
听我要向耶和华歌唱。
Listen, even I will sing unto the Lord.
我要歌颂耶和华以色列的神。
I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel.
那么为什么要歌颂耶和华的神呢
Now why must you sing praise to the Lord God of Israel?
先在这里数算历史。
Now, when you're recounting the history here,
埃及的历史很简略的在那里就提了出来。
It tells us a very quick recount of how they were led out of Egypt.
重要的提一提出埃及的历史。
When it mentioned just this history here,
乃是明确的指出神和以色列的关系。
It clearly points out the relationship God has with Israel.
在那里说到神从西尔山出来。
There it says, Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou march on the field of Edom.
看到
brothers and sisters, you see.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是出埃及以后在旷野行走的那一段路程。
This is the pathway after they left Egypt in the wilderness.
在这一段的时间。
And during this time.
神让以色列去经历了许许多多。人以为不可能的事。
God allowed for Israel to experience so many things that man seemed impossible.
但是神让他们经历。
But God allowed for them to experience.
神领他们过红海。
God let them cross the Red Sea.
神在旷野里面供应他们。
In the wilderness, God supplied for them.
神在他们行走的路上为他们做一切的安排。
In their way, God arranged everything for them.
神向他们显出荣耀。
God manifested His glory to them.
神把律法传给他们。
God gave them the law.
神让他们在那里建造会幕来显明神与他们同住。
God also had them build a tabernacle to manifest that God dwelt with them.
当神在向他们的显现的时候
，And when God even more appeared to them，
一切在他们眼前的事物都震动
，That everything shook and trembled before them。
那这是他们祖宗出埃及的历史
，And that is the history of the ancestors leaving Egypt。
我们感谢我们的主
，We praise and thank our Lord。
那么神过去是这样的恩待我们
，This is how God have graciously dealt
with us previously。又大又难的事情都领我们经过了
，Even great and impossible things He led us through。
如果要细细的去数算
，If we wanted to recount in detail，
约旦河也就是这样过来了
，We also crossed the River Jordan in that way。
迦南地的征战也是这样的过来了
，Even in the War of Canaan we have passed through。
当然，迦南地征战以前还有河东地的征战
，Of course even。Before the battle in the land of Canaan, there is the battle east of the River Jordan.
非常非常 叫人难以置信的那一种光景来得胜。
We also gain victory in a condition that was hard to believe for man.
从前神是这样的恩待我。
That was how God was so gracious to us.
所以这一位神我们要称颂他。
Now we must praise ye this God.
现在这一位神呢
？Now this God.
又领我们。
Once again, he leads us into
victory.
Therefore, we must still praise him. But under what condition did we gain victory? Now, brothers and sisters, let us pay attention. Verse 6. It tells us of their condition before and after this. The first thing, pay attention. In the days of Shamgar, the son of
Anath.
Now what time is the son of Anath Shamgar? It is at the end of chapter 3.
那就是在那国中八太平八十年的末后的日子。
It is in the last days of those 80 years of rest.
刚才我说到他们那末后的那八十年的末后的日子，他们已经不大对劲了。
Now I mentioned that even at the end of those 80 years, they had some difficulty.
那个根据就是在这里了。
That foundation is here.
虽然三家是给兴起来做事实，还是维持着他们没有给人杀制。
Although Shamgar was raised as a judge so that they would not be oppressed by man.
但是属灵的光景已经开始走下坡了。
But yet they were going downhill spiritually.
等到三家死掉了。
And after Shamgar died.
那事情就显露了。
And so it manifested itself.
又离弃神了。
The Israelites once again forsook God.
引出迦南王耶宾的这一段的历史。
And so it brings us to this history of the king of Canaan, Jabin.
在那太平的八十年的末后的时间。
And so at the end of those 80 years of rest.
在三家的时候了。
During the days of Shamgar.
还有在拉伊的那雅伊的那个日子。
Even in the days of Jael.
雅伊就是对付。钉死那个迦南王的将军西西拉的那一个妇人。
Now Jael is the woman who have killed the general Sisera with the peg.
那也就是他们当前的那种就前不久的那种光景。
And so that's the condition not long before the psalm.
那在这些日子的里面。
And so in these days.
以色列人所面对的那个环境是什么样的环境呢？
What is the condition which the Israelites faced?
很荒凉。
It was desolate.
很凄惨。
It was very terrible.
你看他怎么描写？
How did they describe here?
他说大道没人行走。
The highways were unoccupied.
都是绕道而行。
And the travelers walk through byways. Why?
大道不走，走小路。
Yet they do not go on the highways. They went through the byways.
平顺的路不走，要走那个方皮的路。
They did not go the smooth way, but the rough way.
为什么？
Why?
问题原因就非常的简单。
And so the reason is very simple.
因为迦南人在那里霸占了那些地区。
It is because the Canaanites have taken over that place.
他们欺压。以色列人
and they oppressed the Israelites.
以致以色列人不敢在大道上行走。
So that the Israelites dare not go on the highways.
只能绕道而行。
They can only go on the byways.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to such a condition.
这只是一般的那个光景。
That is only the general condition.
你看到那一种荒凉的事的
When you see
的情形
such desolation there,
你也看到人心里头那种苦闷的情形
You can also see the sorrow that is in the heart of man.
我们是活在一个受压制的光景
We're living in a condition where we are oppressed.
我们的对头不住的给我们难为。
Our enemies continue to deal harshly with us.
我们根本不敢与他们碰面。
We dare not fight against them.
我们就是与他见了面。
Even if we see them.
我们就不知道我们的有什么结果。
We don't know what will happen to us.
弟兄姊妹们啊，这样的描写。
Brothers and sisters, such a description here.
对。七十岁以上的中国人啊，大概 那个记忆很新鲜的。
To the Chinese that are over 70s, it should bring back a very fresh memory.
那在日本人跟中国人打仗的时候
，When the Japanese were fighting against the Chinese,
他们在占领区的地带
，In the occupied territories,
他们都设立许许多多的那些检查站。
They established many stations for examination.
你中国人行过那个地方的时候，都是凶多吉少的。
Now, when the Chinese go through those ways, they will encounter much danger.
最低限度，你是心惊胆惊的要走过他面前。
At the very least, you have to go through those stations very with a lot of fear.
你走过他面前，还要毕恭毕敬的站立在那里三鞠躬。
Now, when you go, you have to even bow to them, and you'll be interrogated.
你如果是那动作慢了一点。
Now, if you were slow in your actions.
那个人脾气不好，他光起火来就可以会给你两个巴掌。
And if they were angry against you, they will just beat you.
甚至要把你扣留下来。
And they might even retain you.
那这是很讨厌的那种事情。
And so that is very hateful.
那当时以色列人他们面对的就是这样的一种情形。
And so for the Israelites, they were facing the same condition.
所以他们宁愿抄小路不走大道。
And so they rather go through the byways than the highways.
因为大道上大概是满了。迦南人的那些检查哨。
Now the highways were probably full of those stations of the Canaanites.
那这是一般老百姓的光景。
And so that is the general condition for the people.
那老百姓是这样。
That is for the people.
那官长又如何呢？
What about for the officials?
你留意这里又说。
Now you pay attention here. It also says. 以色列的
官长停职。
The inhabitants of the villages ceased.
就是说以色列的官长一点作用都没有。
That is, the officials have no use at all.
他们是空有一个官衔在那里。
They only had the official title there.
什么事情都干不出来。
They did not do anything.
那也就是说整个社会的组织是混乱的。
That is also to say the entire makeup of the society is in confusion.
这种光景的确是很苦恼的。
Now, in this condition, it's very sorrowful.
这一阵子啊，在华盛顿 DC 地区里头啊，人心惶惶。
Now in these days, those living around Washington DC are all very fearful.
他们还没有碰到这种光景呢。
Yeah, they're not even in this condition here.
只不过是有一个人不晓得躲在那里，他就是会向人开枪。
Now there's someone just hiding there and then shooting at people being a sniper.
你也不晓得他什么时候开枪，向谁开枪。
You don't know when he'll fire and who he will shoot at.
不过几天上来就要杀了七八个人。
But even in a few days, he killed 7-8 people.
那时候人出门呢，都胆战心惊的。
And so when people go out, they're afraid.
但是你回到当时。以色列人的这个光景就比这一个严重的多了。
But when you return to the condition of the Israelites, even more severe than that.
政府的结构完全是散掉了。
There is no makeup of the government at all.
老百姓的当中没有一个安全的感觉。
The people did not have any security.
是这样子。
That's how it was.
啊，这种情形好苦恼。
Now that condition is very painful.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
人觉得很难为的时候
，When man find it most difficult，
你留意
，Pay attention。
他说这种光景只等到我底波拉兴起
，Until that I Deborah arose，
等我兴起做以色列的母
，That I rose a mother in Israel。
那是底波拉自己兴起吗
？Did Deborah arise herself？
是她自己。有一个感觉我要负这个责任正被一呼叫以色列人都起来。
Did she herself have this feeling that she must arise to wake up all the Israelites?
不是。
No.
是那底波拉是怎么兴起的
?And so how was Deborah rose?
神兴起。
God rose her.
So, 我们从第四章里边就看到
From chapter 4 we can see
神把底波拉兴起
God rose a judge Deborah
神向他说话
And God spoke to her
神把神要做的事情告诉他
And God told her the things he would do
借着他去把巴拉召来
So that she would find Barak
借着他鼓励巴拉把 底弗他利和西布伦这两个支派的人召集起来。
So that she would find Barak to call up the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun.
底波拉是做了一些事。
Deborah did do something.
但是我们看到底波拉所做的事情的起头是神自己。
But we also see it is God himself who originated rising Deborah. We thank the Lord.
字里行间好像没有看见神的 有动作。
Between the lines, it doesn't seem like we see God's action.
好像是人在那里自发的作为。
It seems like man initiated all this work.
但是你要是把那个历史的过程一看。
But when you look throughout the process,
你立刻就看见。
Immediately you see,
是神做的。
It is God who did it.
神隐藏在人的动作的后边。
God was hidden behind the actions of man.
但是神确实在那里，不仅是兴起，也在那里指挥。
But it is indeed God who rose up the man and also the one who guides and directs.
不但是在那里指挥，也在那里管理。
Not only does he direct, but he is there also in control.
供应
and supply,
维持
and to sustain,
辅助
and to support.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那好了。
Now,
以色列是落在非常的困乏的里头。
The Israelites were in much lacking.
一直等到底波拉兴起。
Until Deborah rose.
一直等到神在以色列中找到一个底波拉。
Until God was able to find one Deborah in Israel.
那如果我们回到第四章里边去啊。
Now we return to chapter 4.
你立刻就看到了。
Immediately you see.
直到我底波拉兴起
，until I Deborah rose，
兴起做以色列的母，这两句话
，arose a mother in Israel， these two sentences，
是话中有话的
，it is words in words。
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你留意到当底波拉把巴拉召来的时候
，now you notice when Deborah called Barak，
底波拉向巴拉说什么话
？What did Deborah say to Barak？
巴拉
，Barak，
神呼召你
，God called you。
你要起来
，You must rise up。
你要召聚神的子民
，You must assemble the people of God。
你要去跟迦南人征战
，You must fight against the Canaanites。
神要把西西拉和他的全军都交在你手里
，And God will deliver Sisera and his entire army to you。
那这是神定义要做成的事
，That is what God will determine to do。
但是巴拉当时是怎么回应
？But how did Barak reply to Deborah？
我们上次已经提了。
Last time we already made mention.
他是这样跟底波拉说。
He said this to Deborah.
你陪我去我就去。
I will only go if you go with me.
你不陪我去我就不去。
I won't go if you won't go with me.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters,
神没有差遣底波拉。
God did not send Deborah.
神是差遣巴拉。
God sent Barak.
但是巴拉没有看见神的差遣。
But Barak didn't see the sending of God.
为什么巴拉没有看见神的差遣
？Why didn't he see it？
因为他看不见神的手在他身上。
Because he cannot see the hand of God upon him.
但是他却看见神的手在底波拉的身上。
Yet he was able to see the hand of God upon Deborah.
所以他就觉得。
So he felt,
底波拉如果你肯跟我一块去我就去
Deborah only if you would go with me then I will go
因为神的手在你身上
because the hand of God is upon you
神的手不在我身上
the hand of God is not upon me
我要是去的话我解决不了问题
if I go
反倒会坏事
I cannot solve anything I will make it worse he forgot
神差遣他去
God sent him
就算他没有看见神的手在他身上
Even if he does not see the hand of God upon him
他也知道神又会陪着他去
He should still know God will accompany him
但是巴拉没有这个看见
But Barak did not have that vision
他没有这个看见也就是说他属灵生命上是幼稚到一个地步没有办法叫他可以在信心里面站起来
did not have that vision, you can say he was so immature in his spiritual life that he did not have such a faith to stand up.
那这是当时的情形。
That was the condition.
那我们要问的就是。
Now our question is,
神为什么不差遣底波拉?
Why did God not send Deborah?
神为什么就是差遣巴拉?
Why did God send Barak?
神知道不知道巴拉这个人 是带着这样的缺陷。
Does God not know that Barak has such a great shortcoming?
当然神知道。
Of course God knows.
神完全的知道。
He completely knows.
你看到整个事情的发展你就知道。
When you see how the entire situation came about, you would know God knows.
当巴拉是这样回答那个底波拉的时候。
When Barak answered Deborah in this way.
底波拉就说我是可以跟你一块去。
Deborah answered, I can go with you.
但是你就不能在这一次的征战里边得着荣耀。
But if I go with you, you would not receive the honor for this.
因为你不能成全神所托付给你的。
Because you did not complete what God entrusted to you.
因着你在这一件事情上没有跟上神的差遣。
Because you did not follow the sending of God upon this matter.
所以神就把那个荣耀交付给一个妇人。
Then the honor would fall to another woman.
这个妇人还是一个外邦的妇人。
And that woman is also a Gentile woman.
那弟兄姊妹们，这件事情是很重要的。
Now brothers and sisters, that's very important.
重要在什么地方？
Why is it important?
重要是在神在人中间做工的一个很重要的法则。
The importance is because a very important principle in which God works amongst men. Last time we already made mention.
这是牵连到在新约的教会里边姊妹蒙头的那个功课的学习。
This already has to do with in the New Testament the lesson for the sisters to have their heads covered in the New Testament.
神让人看见一个属灵的次序。
Because God allows for man to see a spiritual order.
神是基督的头。
That God is the head of Christ.
基督是众人的头。
That Christ is the head of man.
男人是女人的头。
And man is the head of woman.
这个是一个属灵的次序。
And that is a spiritual order.
这一个属灵的次序必须要准确。
The spiritual order must be accurate.
如果这个属灵的次序不准确。
If the spiritual order is not accurate.
那定规就是对神的权柄发生难处。
Then there would be some difficulty in submitting to the authority of God.
但如果对神的权柄发生难处，
if there's hardship to submitting under God's authority,
神就不会很自由的在那里做成他所要做的。
Then God cannot freely accomplish what he wants to complete.
但底波拉是知道这样的事情。
But Deborah knows of this.
所以他不自告奋勇在那里说神啊他不肯去，我去。
So he did not accuse God, accuse Barak before God and say, if he won't go, I will go then.
他很清楚知道这个属灵的次序。
She clearly knows of the spiritual
order. 所以当巴拉显露出这样的软弱的时候。
So Barak, when he manifests such weakness.
他一面就站出来。
On the one hand, she stood forth.
但是却不代替巴拉。
Yet did not take Barak's place.
他还是把巴拉摆在前面。
She still put Barak before her.
他说我陪你去。
I will go with you.
去还是你去。
You're still the one going.
你是主角。
You are the main character.
我是配角。
I am just the supporting cast. I will go with you.
不过因着你在这一件事上的赶不上神的心思。
But because you did not follow on to the heart of God in this matter.
你就要失去你该得的那一个荣耀。
You will lose the honor which is due to you.
我个人就觉得这件事情是非常非常不简单。
I personally feel this is it is not a simple matter.
所以当底波拉在这里说到。
So when Deborah said,
一直等到我给兴起做以色列的母。
Until I, Deborah, was arose as a mother in Israel.
为什么要等到我给兴起做以色列的母呢？
Why was it until I was arose a mother in Israel?
因为没有一个以色列的男丁。
Because there is no male, no man in Israel.
他们肯，也许说他们会为神的名来站立。
That was willing or will stand for the name of God.
我们用新约的话来说。
In New Testament terms.
那就是弟兄失职了。
That is, the brothers have lost their ministry, they lost their function.
神的儿女们必须要很清楚地认定这一件事。
Now, brethren must know clearly upon this matter.
神并没有把我们的姊妹压下去说，你们不能动。
God did not suppress the sisters to tell them, you cannot move.
但是神一直要叫神的教会要非常严肃的认定基督是教会的头。
But God wants his church to absolutely confirm and know that Christ is the head of the church.
那因此在教会的里头。
So in the church,
弟兄是在那里显明做头的。
The brother is there to manifest as the head.
所以神就让弟兄们要准确地站在该站的位置。
So God wants the brother to stand accurately upon the position which they ought to stand.
但是也不是叫弟兄做头。
But it's also not so that brothers can be the head.
是要借着弟兄在那里做一个头的象征来显明基督是头。
But it is for the brothers to be the symbol as a symbolic head so that to manifest that Christ is the head.
既然是弟兄站出来象征那个基督做头。
So since the brother would stand out as the symbol that Christ is the head,
那么姊妹就隐藏自己在这一个安排的里边。
So that the sisters would hide themselves in such an arrangement.
仍然是在那里要显明基督是头。
It is still also there in order to manifest that indeed Christ is the head.
特别提到了。
Last time, of course, I especially mentioned.
在行政的次序上面。
That is only manifested in the administrative area.
但是如果在那个属灵的功用的上面就没有这个限制。
But if it's a spiritual function, there is no limitation.
我不是特别提到白基拉跟雅居拉夫妻俩的问题。
I especially may mention about this issue with Priscilla and Aquila.
很明显你就看到。
Very clearly you can see.
如果牵涉到教会行政的那一个方面。
When you see when it has to do with the administrative aspect of the church.
雅居拉、白基拉。
It is Aquila and Priscilla.
如果说到那个属灵的功用上面。
But when you speak of the spiritual function.
白基拉的属灵的功用是强过。
The spiritual function of Priscilla is stronger than Aquila. 所以你看到你提
到那个属灵的功用的显明的时候呢，那是百基拉、雅居拉。
So when you see it is regarding the spiritual function, it is Priscilla and Aquila.
我们不是说用人的那个名字的排列的次序那个观念来看这个问题。
Now we're not saying we look at the order in which man's name is mentioned to look at this matter.
我们是从圣经里边。里边一贯的那个用法。
But it is from the usage of the Bible in general as it is used throughout.
神总是把他所看重的那一个放在前面。
God will put the one who he focuses on in front.
所以塔拉生了三个儿子。
And so Tara had three sons.
最小的是亚伯拉罕。
And so the youngest was Abraham.
但是一提到这个属灵的功用的时候
，But when it mentions the spiritual function，
那就是亚伯拉罕、拿赫和塔拉。
It is Abraham，
拿赫和塔拉。
Nahor and Tara。
你看到
？So you can see then，
把小儿子弄到前边去了。
It is the youngest son in front。
那这个不是排名的问题。
And so this is not the order in which the name is placed.
是借着这样的一个次序来表明神所重视的那一个人事物。
But it is through the order of the name where God emphasized to us the focus of the man or the event or the place.
那因此当说底波拉给兴起来做以色列的母。
And so now Deborah is risen as a mother in Israel.
那是整个来说都是说到当时以色列的那个衰败。
Here, in general, it speaks of the fall, the weakness of Israel in general.
衰败到一个什么的情形呢？
It was so weak to a point.
底下就说。
It tells us then.
以色列中有四万人。
There is so many thousands in Israel.
但这四万人都不能使用藤牌，也不能使用苍矛。
Yet was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel?
不能征战的，没有中攻，没有那个征战的功用的。
There are so many, yet they cannot go into war. They lost the function of war.
那为什么呢
？Why?
很简单。
Very simple.
因为以色列拣选新神。
Because they chose new gods.
所以征战的事情就临到他们。
Then was war and the gates.
以色列拣选新神，那就是离弃神。
The Israelites chose new gods, so they forsook God.
他拣选一个不 跟他们完全毫无关联的那些外邦神做他们的神。
They chose the Gentile gods, which have nothing to do with them.
他们的确是有了新的神。
Indeed, they have new gods.
但是这个新的神就是他们软弱的原因。
And these new gods are the very reason why they're weak.
这个新神就是他们抬不起头来的原因。
These new gods are the reason why they cannot lift up their heads.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以色列人是这样走了一段愚昧的路。
The Israelites went on such a path of foolishness.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主不允许他的子民长久在软弱失败的里面。
The Lord does not allow for his people, his children, to be in prolonged weakness.
当然那个时候兴起有一些人来归上神。
Of course, he rose up some to be returned to God.
但是我看人数不是顶多的。
But I don't think the numbers are many.
当然一定这里就是说我的心倾向以色列的首领。
Here, when it says my heart is toward the governors of Israel.
他们在民中甘心牺牲自己，这个好像是单单指着底波拉。
That offer themselves willingly amongst the people, it seems to only point at Deborah.
但是这个已经是心思转回神以后的事。
But this is the fact that after their hearts return to God.
当然底波拉心思是向神，所以神就向他说话。
Of course, Deborah's heart was toward God, that's why God spoke to her.
我们也绝对有理由相信除了底波拉还有一些人，但是不会太多。
Of course, we have reason to believe there are others besides Deborah, but not many in number.
因为第四章里面就说以色列人求告神，神就兴起。
Because in chapter 4, when the Israelites cried out to God, God rose for them.
但是总是少数人。
But it's still very few in number, but we thank the Lord.
只要有人
as long as there are some,
苏醒过来归向神
that will be awakened to return to God,
神就能用作那少数人
God is able to use those few,
来成就神所要做的事
to accomplish what he wants to do.
所以这一个时候
so at this time,
以色列人是得胜
the Israelites triumphed.
以色列人是除掉了迦南王耶宾和他的国了。
The Israelites destroyed Jabin, king of Israel, and his nation, king of Canaan and his nation.
但是经历过来的人就承认。
And those who experienced confessed.
这不是我们以色列人做的。
This was not done by ourselves.
这是神做的。
God did it.
是神亲自来到我们中间，管理我们，带领我们。
God himself came amongst us to lead us, to guide us,
显明他公义的作为,
to manifest his righteous acts.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这一篇诗歌,
in this psalm,
一面给我们看见是神自己在那里成就大事。
On the one hand, it shows us God himself does the great things.
另一面也就指出如果看我们这些人
On the other hand, it looks upon us.
我们都不配得神这样的恩惠和怜悯。
We're not worthy to receive such grace and mercy from God.
那所以接下去的一段话
And so the words to come.
是把以色列当时的那种光景来述说。
It describes to us the actual condition of the Israelites.
那我先要和弟兄姊妹们先把当时那个地理的环境来说一说。
First, I want to go over the geography of the time to brothers and sisters.
当我们了解当时的那个地理的环境，我们在读这一段话，我们就读出以色列人那个当时的那个属灵的光景。
Now, if we first understand the geography, then we can read out later on the spiritual condition of the Israelites.
在早先的时候我们已经提过了。
Previously, we already mentioned.
四世纪里边每一次以色列人给敌人的辖制并不是整个的以色列。
Each time when Israel was oppressed by the enemy, it was not the entire nation of Israel.
每一次都是以色列人当中的一个地区。
Each time it was in one of the regions amongst the Israelites.
是局部的。
It is a partial.
不过因为以色列是一个整个。
But because Israel is a whole.
局部的受压制受对付。
When they're dealt with or oppressed partially.
全体都受了一点影响。
the entire nation was also influenced.
但是人的愚昧就是在这里。
But that is the foolishness of man.
不是直接发生在我身上。
If it does not happen directly to me,
我就不把它放在心上。
I won't put it to mind.
底下这段话就说到当时以色列的光景。
And so here these words tell us of the condition of Israel.
迦南人对以色列的压制。
The oppression of the Canaanites to Israel.
在这一次的压制里头，只是在拿弗他利和西布伦这两个支派的境内。
In this oppression, it was only in the region of Naphtali and Zebulun.
神当时兴起人来对付这个迦南人，也是这两个支派。
At that time when God rose up the people to deal with the Canaanites also among these two nations, these two tribes.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
Now, 我们注意到。
Now we notice.
当时。
At that time.
迦南王是在拿弗他利的境内，刚才我们提过。
We already mentioned the king of Canaan was in the region of Naphtali.
迦南王的将军是住在那个耶罗舍，那就是在西布伦的境内。
And the general of the king of Canaan lived in Haroseth, which was in the region of Zebulun.
所以在这两个地区呢的人呢，就是很苦恼了。
And so the people in these two regions suffered.
但其他的以色列人呢？
What about the other Israelites?
他们觉得事情并没有直接发生在我身上。
They felt it did not happen directly to me.
这事情我们才管不了那么许多。
And so we don't need to worry about it.
我们先来看这一段的事情的后边。
Now let us first look at the second half to that matter. And then we'll go back to the beginning.
从什么地方开始看呢？
Where will we begin?
从十五节的当中那里开始。
We'll begin with the middle part of verse 15.
在流便的溪水旁有心中定大志的，你为何坐在羊圈内听群中吹笛的声音呢？在流便的溪水旁有心中吃大谋的人，基列人安居在约旦河外。那这是说到流便支派的光景。
Now that speaks of the condition of the tribe of Reuben from verse 15 to 17.
流便支派里边不是没有有本事的人，有。
There were some in the tribe of Reuben that was capable.
但是他们觉得。
But they felt.
Naphtali 离我们那么远。
Naphtali is so far from us.
我们在河东。
We're east of the river Jordan.
还在河东的最南端。
And we're also in the southern part east of the river Jordan.
拿弗他利跟西布伦是在西岸。
Now, Naphtali and Zebulun is in the west bank.
并且在西岸的那个北边。
And it's also north of the west bank. It's so far from us.
他们的事跟我有什么相干呢？
What is their business to us?
我有大志，我是想我的事。
If I have a great heart and great thought, that is my business.
我就在我们这边。平静安稳的过日子就好了，你不能管那么许多。
So as long as we have peace and rest in our own place here, that's fine. I don't need to be mindful of so much.
那另外就说到但人。
And then it speaks of Dan.
他说但人等在船上。
Why did Dan remain in ships?
那但支派。
The tribe of Dan.
他们的地是在拿弗他利和西布伦的南边和北边。
Their land was north and south of the region of Naphtali and Zebulun.
那但是他们觉得不是我们的事情。
But they felt that's not our business.
我们没有必要去承担他们的难处。
We need not bear their difficulty.
亚瑟人。
And for the Israelites.
在海口静住，在海口安居。
Asher, they continued on the seashore.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
？Brothers and sisters, you can see.
这些都是以色列人。
This is all the Israelites.
但是不是以拿弗他利和西布伦人
？Yet they're not Naphtali or Zebulun.
难处没有发生在他们的范围里。
since the difficulty was not in their region.
他们就觉得那不是我们的事。
They felt that's not our business.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果用新约的话来讲，
if we look, use New Testament terms,
他们是在身体里，
they are in the body,
但是却没有看见身体。
Yet they did not see the body.
你拿弗他利有事情，你们自己管好了。
If you Naphtali have a problem, you deal with it.
你西布伦有难处，你自己去解决好了。
If you Zebulun have a problem, you solve it. 反
正难处没有燃烧到我们这里来。
As long as the difficulty did not come into
你们不要再打扰了我们的安居乐业。
Do not trouble us. We are in our peace and quiet.
因为这就是当时的以色列的观点。
Brothers and sisters, that's the condition of the Israelites.
那你说这样的以色列的这样的光景。
Now when you see the condition of the Israelites in this way,
他们配不配在神面前承受怜悯？
Are they worthy to receive mercy before God?
当然是不配。
Of course not.
他们根本就没有把神的那个安排放在他们的心思里，也没有放在他们的感觉里。
They did not put to heart or their feeling the arrangement of God.
他们好像就是不是我们的事。
They just felt it's not our business.
那这就是当时的以色列的情形。
And so that is just the condition of the Israelites.
那以色列是这样的一种光景。
That is their situation.
所以迦南人虽然是在以色列人当中保留他们一个小小的国，但是他们却是有力量去压制以色列人。
And so even though the Canaanites only oppress partially their region, yet they had the strength to oppress Israel.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
西布伦人跟拿弗他利人，一面是因为他们自己亲身去承受这一个。
The people of Naphtali and Zebulun, because they themselves experienced this.
另外一面也实在是神在那里击中他们。
On the other hand, it was God who rose them.
所以十八节就说，西布人是拼死赶死，拼命赶死的。
And so verse 18 says, Zebulun and Naphtali were people that jeopardized their lives. 拿弗他利
人在田野的高处也是如此。
And to the death in the high places of the field.
那所以你看到这一次的征战，只是这两个支派的人去对付迦南人。
And so in this warfare, you can see only these two tribes dealt with the Canaanites.
那现在
，Now
我们来留意了。
Now, let's take note.
回过头来看
，Let's go back.
在这种光景的底下，他们怎么能得胜
？Let's go back and see under this condition, how did they triumph?
他们怎么能脱离敌人的那个辖制呢
？How can they depart away from the oppression of the enemy?
我们回过头来
，Now we turn back.
从十二节来看
，From verse 12.
啊，底波拉啊，兴起，兴起，你当兴起，你兴起。
Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake.
亚比挪安的儿子巴拉，你当奋勇掳掠你的敌人。
Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinadab.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是当时的情形。
That is their condition.
我们用什么话来说他们的处境呢
？What words can we describe their condition？
当时要站起来对付迦南人，他们很孤单。
They want to stand up to deal against the Canaanites, yet they were lonely.
当然不能说只有底波拉跟巴拉两个人。
Of course, you cannot say it's only Deborah and Barak.
但是就是跟随他们的也并没有太多。
But even those who followed them were not many.
我们在第四章里头看到也不过是一万人。
In chapter 4, we see it's only 10,000.
是拿弗他利跟西布伦两个支派的人。组合起来也不过是一万人。
And so it's these two tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun that was put together, only 10,000 people.
但是这两个支派只有这么一点人吗？
Were there only 10,000 people in these two tribes?
当然是不止。
Of course not.
所以在当时就是拿弗他利跟西布伦这两个支派心里面响应神的呼召的也不是顶多。
And so, even in these two tribes, only Zebulun and Naphtali, those who responded to the call of God were not many.
面对那个强大的有铁车的敌人和那个有训练有素的那些军队。
And so to the trained army, those who had the chariots of iron.
他们是很孤单的。
They were very lonely.
怎么能应付这个征战呢？
How can they face this battle?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你留意
，take note。
如果你真能揣摩得到当时那个光景，
yep.
你说， 底波拉跟巴拉他们真是可怜。
If you really feel and sense their situation, you would say it is very pitiful for Deborah and Barak.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
征战不在乎人。
War is not based upon how much man has.
征战也不在乎马德里大人的腿快。
It is not by the strength of horses or man's fleetness.
人的力大，马的腿快。
Or not according to the strength of man or the quickness of the horses.
得胜在乎耶和华。
A victory is by the Lord.
当时就是有这么少数的神的子民站起来。
Even with small number of the people of God standing forth.
十三节就很有意思了。
Verse 13 is very meaningful.
那时有余剩的贵胄和百姓一同下来。
Then he made them that remain.
因着他们这些少数的人站起来。
Because these few that remained and stood.
还有一些其余的人也给带动起来。
Even others were also led up.
那这有点像雅各书上，愿你吸引我。我们就快跑跟随你。
This is just like in the book of Song of and James that if you would Song of Solomon that you would compel me, I will quickly follow after thee.
受吸引的是一个人。
One who is compelled.
给带动的是许多的人。
But many are also led.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这实在是宝贝。
Indeed, this is precious.
那好了。
Now.
这是在人这一方面。
That is on the side of man.
但是不管他们怎么的发动起来。
No matter how they arose.
他们是少数。
They are still small number.
他们是孤单的。
They are lonely.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
奇妙的事在这里。
This is what is wonderful. 因
着这些人。
Because of these people.
他们站在主的一边。
They stood on the side of the Lord.
就引出一个结果。
This result came forth.
耶和华下来。
The Lord came.
耶和华降临
The Lord came
为我攻击勇士
Made me have dominion over the mighty
哦，我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
是神亲自来
It is the Lord himself who have come
去攻击勇士
To give me dominion over the mighty
因着这一样
Because of this
那除了以弗拿弗他利和西布伦的百姓以外
besides the people of Zebulun and Naphtali
还有很少数的其他的支派的人但是很少很少
there are still very small group of the people of the other tribes very small number
以法莲 有点人来因为底波拉是在以法莲那里做先知
out of Ephraim because Deborah was a prophetess out of Ephraim a judge out of Ephraim
以撒家那个便雅悯因为也就是在他们的边边上发生事情所以也有一些民来跟随
and Benjamin because it happened on the border so some came
也有人从约旦河东就是那个马拿西半支派的那边是马吉这里所提到的也来了一点点
and so even out of Manasseh what is mentioned here out of Mecca came down governors
但是比较起来
But when you compare,
是以色列的少数。
It is still small number of Israel.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这个以色列的少数。
The small numbers of Israel.
神就用着他们。
God used them.
神就对付了仇敌。
God dealt with the enemy.
神就显出他们的得胜。
God manifested their victory.
因为神使人得胜，不是根据人多，而是人少。
Because God's victory manifested for man is not based on the number of people,
而是根据人能与神表同情。
But it's based upon if man would agree with God.
只要有人与神表同情。
As long as man would agree with God,
哪怕是少数的几个人。
Even if it's few in number,
神也在人中间得着做工的出口。
God is still also gaining for himself a channel in which he could work.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好了，现在我们往前再看了。
Now if we go forward,
往前再看的时候，我们特别注意一件事情。
As we go forward, we take note of one thing.
按人看来。
According to man,
他们 跟江南人的征战就是民族对民族的事。
The battle of with Canaan is only nation against nation.
是人与人对抗的事。
It is a matter of man revolting against man.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
如果我们看到这一个不单是一个人文的历史。
If we see this is not only the history of mankind.
同时也是一个属灵的征战。
But it's also a spiritual warfare.
那你就不会忽略这里所说的一件事。
Then you would not neglect what is said here.
那在按照人看来是人与人对抗。
According to man, it is only man fighting against man.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
二十节。
Pay attention to verse 20.
这一个征战。
This battle.
是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare.
是 属天的征战转移到属地的人事物的身上。
It is a heavenly warfare that have took the battlefield with man on earth.
二十节怎么说呢？
What does verse 20 say?
二十节说星宿从天上征战，从其轨道攻击西西拉。
They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera.
那从人来看，
to man,
是巴拉跟西西拉打仗。
It is Barak fighting against Sisera.
从人来看，
from man,
是雅一用雀子把西西拉钉死。
It is Jael who used a peg to nail Sisera to death.
但是这一个诗歌告诉我们，
but the psalm tells us,
征战的那个真相。
The truth about this warfare.
乃是在天上决定的。
It is decided in heaven.
星宿下来征战。
The stars and the courses fought.
来对付这些压制神子民的人。
And fought against those who oppress the people of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不能不特别留意到这件事。
We must take special attention to this.
我留意到这件事的时候，我们就很容易就想象到以色列人出埃及的路上。
When we take note of this, very easily we'll remember the way which Israel left Egypt.
亚玛利人来对付以色列。
The Amalekites came to deal against the Israelites.
那亚玛利人也是 不太好对付的。
Now the Amalekites were not easy to deal with.
以色列人要面对面与他打仗的话，以色列人不见得一定战胜的。
Now if the Israelites were to face them head on in battle, they might not have the victory.
甚至我们说以色列人一定失败的。
Even to a point we say the Israelites will be defeated.
但是我们看到亚玛利人那次是给打败了。
But we see in that battle the Amalekites were defeated.
那个秘诀在哪里呢？
Where's the secret?
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉那
段历史。Brothers and sisters, you're very familiar with that history.
那就是摩西在山上的那一个举手祷告。
It is in the prayer when Moses prayed on the mountain and lifted his hands.
以色列人的得胜不在乎他们能表现的怎么样。
The Israelites' victory is not dependent on their performance.
以色列人的得胜完全是根据摩西山上的举手的光景。
It is based completely upon the condition when Moses lifted up his hands on the mountain.
上面的征战决定地下的征战。
And so it is the battle above that determined the battle below.
这里又提到
Here it also mentions that
相同原则的事情。
The same principle.
连但以理书里边所提到的事情也是指出这一个事实来了。
Even in the matters mentioned in the book of Daniel also speak of this fact.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我刚才开头的时候就说这篇诗篇对以色列人来说是很重要很重要。
I mentioned previously at the beginning that this psalm is very important to the Israelites.
重要在什么地方呢？
Why is it important?
就是把他们很明确的很完整的带进属灵征战的实际的里头。
It brings them very clearly, very completely into the reality of spiritual warfare.
让他们很清楚的看见。
So that they can clearly see.
如果就着人的本相，以色列人一点都不配得着神这样的眷顾。
Just as they are by nature for the Israelites, they are not worthy for God's care.
因为以色列人自己本身就并没有好好的站在神的
Because Israel itself did not stand well upon the position which God desires for them to stand. But God remembered them completely because He is faithful and He is merciful. If we go further, deeper, that they were even able to manifest the result of victory in their weakness. Not because they had people that was very capable, but it was because God fought for them. Indeed, we thank the Lord. This psalm here,
好像圣灵在这里把前面四十记，现在是第三次的征战， 把这三次的征战来了一个很明确的总结。
It seems like the Holy Spirit now at the point of Judges is through the third warfare here. It gives us a very clear summary.
要叫以色列人回想 生命记神上他们说了什么话。
So the Israelites will recall what God told them in Deuteronomy.
让以色列人在那里很有把握地知道 他们如何维持他们平静安稳活在神的应许地。
So Israel will recall how they can live peacefully and quietly in the land of Canaan which God promised to them.
那因此这一篇诗歌的最末了就好像说到西西拉的结局。
And so at the end, it seems like it speaks of the result, the end result of Sisera.
那当然在这一段的结局里我轻轻说说就好了。
Of course, here in the end, I'll just slightly go over it.
头一点。
The first point.
神让他的子民
God wants His people to first see
人的自信和自夸
man's self-confidence and self-boasting
绝对不是人能得胜的依靠
absolutely would not be what they can trust in for victory.
人能得着神一切的祝福,
man is able to gain all the blessings of God,
乃是因着人站在神的那一边,
only is because if they stand on the side of God.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
所以这一篇诗歌是用着这样一句话来做结束。
So this psalm uses these words to end.
愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
But let them that love Him be as the sun when He goeth forth in His might.
你爱神,
if you love God,
你站在神的一边,
if you stand on the side of God,
你拣选神所喜悦的,
if you choose what 这样, God delights, then
你就如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
You'll be as the sun when He goes forth in His might.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这一次的,
this deliverance
不仅是让以色列人有了又40年的太平,
not only give the Israelites another 40 years of rest,
并且给以色列人上了一课属灵的征战,
but they also
很重要的一课,
when and experience a very important lesson in spiritual warfare.
如果他们能继续维持这样的活在神的面前,
if they can sustain living in such a condition before God,
他们就不再会落到仇敌的手里,
and no longer would they fall into the enemy's hands.
但是很可惜,
but sadly,
这里说他们只能有40年,
here it speaks they only had rest 40 years.
40年,
after 40 years,
他们又不行了。
Again, they were bad.
那这是人的愚昧,
that is man's foolishness.
不单是四世纪的愚昧,
not only the foolishness of judges,
是所有人的愚昧,
but the foolishness of all men.
我们在称为教会这个属灵的团体里面的人, 也常常是落在这种愚昧里。
Even in the spiritual group which we call the church today, many times we fall under such foolishness.
但是人的愚昧从来没有改变神的性情, 也没有影响神的性格。
But man's foolishness have never changed God's nature or His character.
神还是照着他的性情和性格来在人中间做工。
He still continues to work amongst men according to His nature and character.
因此我们读四世纪的时候, 我们一直求主, 用着士师记来照明我们跟随他的路。
Therefore, as we read Judges, we ask that he will enlighten this book for us to show us the way which we follow him.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.